Do you feel like you need God's encouragement and wisdom throughout the week to take hold of His promise to fly like an eagle? You come to the right place. Welcome to Eagles on the Hill. Let's join our host, Pastor Jeff Scheich.
Hey people, I am your host, Pastor Jeff Scheich. Thanks for joining us as we get back onto the hill. Eagles on the Hill. Thanks for being here. The topic today is a topic that's been in the news a lot lately. At least the beginning of the topic has been in the news. The end of the topic, where I'm really going to go with this today, has probably not been in the news at all. You probably have not heard of it. So stay tuned and hear some new news in the area of education. Education is what's been in the news, particularly as President Donald Trump, you know, has come into office, and he's done, well, by all accounts, he's done a lot of things his first number of days in office here. But one of the things that he promised to do, many presidents have promised to do this actually over the years, but actually he's making, seems like, some progress on this, and that is trying to get rid of the Federal Department of Education. Now, he can't do that, as I understand it, without congressional action, but he's trying to get rid of as much of the Federal Department of Education as he can. Why? Well, not because he hates education. He says because he loves education, and he wants to get those dollars out into the states, out into localities where people presumably closer to the situation can manage those dollars more effectively, and also put some of those dollars that would typically be in the Department of Education into other agencies and things that can manage them more effectively. What I'm not going to do today is get into the pros and cons of downsizing or getting rid of the Department of Education. We'll let you sort that out as you watch the news, and hopefully you're watching different kinds of news sources so you can get a whole variety of opinions and not just one line on that. But nevertheless, what I want to do is talk about education. And I would say there's a general consensus in our country that education overall is in trouble in our nation, particularly K through 12 education, and also, of course, at the collegiate university level. So we want to, of course, best for all of us to have the best education system that we can find, have our children educated as well as we can, because it's our God-given responsibility to educate our children. And so I came across this thing. It's fairly new, from the Heritage Foundation, and it's called the Phoenix Declaration. The Phoenix Declaration, an American vision for education. And so if you're familiar with the Heritage Foundation, the heritage.org, you'll know some of their work. But if you're not, should look them up, heritage.org, and you can find all sorts of interesting things there. But I wanted to put the Phoenix Declaration before you and see what you think as people, we Christians, try to wrestle with how to make education more effective, how to make it better in our nation, not just for the nation, yes, of course, but for our own children. So this is what it says, the Phoenix Declaration, an American vision for education. In this time of moral and political crises, when too many schools have lost their way, and scholars, of course, it is the responsibility of America's parents, educators, and policymakers to recommit ourselves to the central purposes of education. Education is the cornerstone of individual opportunity, family flourishing, and national prosperity. Every child should have access to high-quality, content-rich education that fosters the pursuit of the good, the true, the beautiful, so that they may achieve their full God-given potential. America's schools must work alongside parents to prepare children for the responsibilities of adulthood, including their familial and civic responsibilities, by cultivating excellence in mind and heart. I'll just kind of pause here to say some of this is sounding like it comes from 100 years ago. And so maybe that's the point, is we need to get back to doing some of the things, not everything, but some of the things we were doing 100 years ago. All right, continuing, America's system of self-government is predicated upon an informed and virtuous citizenry. And so, skipping down a little bit, it says schools should equip students with knowledge and character and skills necessary to succeed in life as individuals and to fulfill their obligations as members of families, communities, and country. In order to empower families, advance educational excellence, transmit our culture, and uphold the foundational principles of our constitutional republic, we believe the following principles should guide America's families, schools, and policymakers. So they say, what they're saying here is, this is my comments, that they set out this document to try to bring a corrective to our educational system. And what they want to do is accomplish four things. They want to empower families. We'll see that on point number one, actually, as they get into their points. They want to advance educational excellence. They want to transmit our culture. That's a key piece. And to uphold the foundational principles of our constitutional republic. So here's the principles that they want to put in place. Number one, parental choice and responsibility. That's number one, parental choice and responsibility. Parents are the primary educators of their children. Parents should have the freedom to choose the learning environments that align with their values and best meet their children's individual learning needs, with public education funding following the child. So this is radical stuff here, actually, although it's, when you think about it, not very radical. It just makes, to me, makes sense. Policies should respect the right and high duty of parents to raise their children and make decisions about their children's education. So that's point number one, parental choice in education. Point number two, transparency and accountability. Schools as secondary educators, in other words, not secondary schools, but schools are secondary to parents, should work with parents, not attempt to serve as replacements for them. Schools have a responsibility to be transparent with parents about what their children are being taught and how their children are performing. Schools must never have the misguided policies that hide information from parents about their children's mental, emotional, and physical well-being. The highest form of accountability is when schools are answerable directly to well-informed parents. So this is bringing radical correctives back to our public school system and even to some private schools. Third point they make, truth and goodness. Education must be grounded in truth. Wow, that's a novel idea. Students should learn that there is objective truth and that it is knowable. These are very challenging things for our culture today. Science courses must be grounded in reality, not ideological facts, fads. Students should learn that good and evil exist and that human beings have the capacity and duty to choose good. This is just, I think, great stuff. Cultural transmission. A central purpose of education is to transmit humanity's accumulated knowledge and wisdom, as well as our nation's particular culture and heritage to the next generation. A civilization survives only if it intentionally transmits its history, traditions, and values, yet its unrealized aspirations to the next generation. In other words, we're not perfect, all right? But we have a great culture. True progress comes only by building on what has been learned and achieved in the past. Students should therefore learn about America's founding principles and roots in the broader Western and Judeo-Christian traditions. Students should study the best that has been thought and said, engaging in the great conversation among the competing viewpoints that comprise our intellectual heritage, so they may freely make the best views their own. All right, next one, character formation. Education must prepare children for the challenges and responsibilities of adulthood. That endeavor entails much more than merely preparing students for a career. A proper education is focused on the full formation of the child, particularly the child's character. Education should cultivate the virtues and discipline necessary for self-governance. Students must be held accountable for their behavior, both to learn that their choices have consequences and to maintain the order necessary for learning to proceed. So this is, I think, some great stuff here, people. Great stuff. Academic excellence. Schools should foster academic excellence. They should prioritize a rigorous and content-rich curriculum rooted in foundational subjects, math, literature, science, history, civics, the arts. Emphasis should be placed on core knowledge and tried and true pedagogy rather than on fads or experimental teaching methods. Students should be challenged and rewarded for hard work and accomplishment. Schools should help students achieve their full potential, going as far and as fast as their talents will take them. And finally, this, citizenship. A republic depends upon an educated and patriotic citizenry. Wouldn't it be something if our schools inculcated to our students and educated them to be patriotic? Wow. Schools should teach students the civic virtues and the civic knowledge necessary for self-government and the task of building a more perfect union, including the value of civil disagreement. So I'm not saying we should just follow our government and not be in any way critical or critique it, but students should be ready to include the value in their hearts of civil disagreement. Schools should also foster a healthy sense of patriotism and cultivate gratitude for and attachment to our country and all who serve its central institutions. Our shared civic rituals, like the Pledge of Allegiance to the National Anthem, should be respected and revived. Students should develop a deep understanding of and respect for our nation's founding documents and the ideas they contain about ordered liberty, justice, the rule of law, limited government, natural rights, and the equal dignity of all human beings. Students should learn the whole truth about America, its merits and failings, without obscuring that America is a great source of good in the world and that we have a tradition that is worth passing on. So, that is the Phoenix Declaration, an American vision for education, produced by the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. What do you think of that? As I read through that and commented on that, what do you think about that? And particularly for you as parents and grandparents, what can you do? What can we do to get our kids into schools that would be able to post the Phoenix Declaration on the wall and say, we're doing those things? That's what we want to achieve in this school. And for you educators out there, both in private and public schools, how can you be used by God to move your school in a direction where your school might one day be able to post the Phoenix Declaration and an American vision for education, where your school might be able to post that on the wall and say, that's what we're about. For those of you who are educators in private and in public schools, homeschools, God's gifted you with an opportunity as a Christian educator to move our school system, our public and private schools, in this direction. Unless you think there's some things in here that you would disagree with, in which case, write us at eaglesonthehill211@gmail.com. Let us know what your disagreements might be and why. Or let us know your support of this. Let us know some schools you've found that really would be able to post this even today on their wall. Because I think, in my sense, would be that parents would do well to consider sending kids to such a school. So there you have it, the Phoenix Declaration, as we try as a country to improve our educational system. And as we, there's a lot of smoke out there, a lot of fire out there as President Trump tries to get things moving. Who knows where they're going to actually wind up? But hopefully we as Christians can take this whole topic and can kind of take the conversation in a godly direction. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to write us with other topics you'd like us to talk about. And remember that those who hope in the Lord will soar on wings like eagles. Thanks for listening to the podcast today.